Okay, thank you very much. I think we are going to probably use different terms, demand-driven. Mine is challenge-driven. We work on a project called Africa Rising, and I think we are proud to say that our activities are participatory. We work with farmers, they identify challenges, and we introduce technologies that we believe would address their challenges. But then we get surprised. The farmer gives you land, you set up the technology to solve his problem or her problem, and then they still stay with their own practices. And I think we are beginning to realize that every technology that we introduce has some encumbrances, and they can only be taken up after some bigger challenge comes up. So, for example, in East and Southern Africa, we have been hit by drought. And farmers are forced to take up technologies because they have to get something to eat. Technologies like the use of new varieties, fertilizers, and water harvesting technologies. And you can see the same farmers are seeing demonstrations which can solve the drought activities. But they still have the challenge of fertilizer, for example. And the fertilizer there, they keep complaining this fertilizer is too expensive. So what we do, we go to nature. Sik has talked about double legumes. So we introduce legumes into the systems. For farmers who have big pieces of land, the double legume works best because they can rotate with maize, for example. Farmers who have small pieces of land, we can do intercropping. This does not remove fertilizers. This becomes integrated nutrient management, is that? ISFM, Integrated Soil Fertility Management. So we combine what nature can give and what the fertilizers that we reduce on the need for the mineral fertilizers and address the challenge of high costs of fertilizers for the farmers. And then they tell us, you see, when we have produced so much, we are forced to sell the outputs because we cannot store the produce. You can see in the left corner there, when they store the produce like that, the pests hit them hard. So then we come up with technologies to help the farmers store their produce for a longer time, and that helps the farmers sell after the peak production period, then they can get more resources, more money. They get out of poverty. So what we have learned is that behind any demonstrable effective innovation is a set of challenges. I was attending an M&E training, and they told me challenges are a set of challenges. You get one challenge, it is followed by a whole set of challenges. And those might compromise the technology we think would assist farmers. And these multiple challenges need to be addressed by collaboration between disciplines so that we have a suite of different technologies to enhance adoption. Thank you.